All right.
Okay, I'm actually going to cut in there. So of all of our crappy high fives, welcome back. This is the Marketabilities Podcast. Today, we've got me. My name is Lucas, just in case you guys didn't know.
Prescott. That's me.
Prescott, we got Emily today.
Hey.
Emily hasn't been on the podcast for a while.
In a while.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Y'all are in for a treat today.
Yeah. And then Riley. All right. So today, we're talking about non-traditional ways to start your career. Because I feel like there's no one path, right? There's no one way to get started in a career. There's no, unless you're becoming a doctor, you should probably take all those steps, right? And then go to school, because otherwise I don't trust you to open up my stomach and do surgery on me.
You can learn a lot on YouTube.
Yeah. I really
not on our YouTube. Maybe on like the dark web. YouTube. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I feel like that's like what you want to call it? The starting of like, oh hey, this person's probably going to end up in jail for doing a lot of unaliving people.
Oh my god.
But anyway, hot take on non-traditional startups.
Yeah,
I feel like they are actually some of the more successful people because they enter the field with a different train, like a different mindset.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, you have to do this to do that, to do these things in the end. They're just kind of like, hey, I want to do that. And they just kind of cut right into like what they want to do. So they find their niche faster. They find their passion much quicker. And they find that clientele that they're looking for. It's not like, oh, I have to do grunt work first and everything. That's not in their mentality. Their mentality is like, I have to do this to find these specific clients.
Yeah, and I think in school a lot, and I'm not dissing school by any means, but they teach you like a certain way to do something.
Yes. Right?
And so you're like, oh, okay, so it has to be this way. Like this, these are the steps to take. And whenever you are not in school, right, like you're like, oh, I don't know. Unaware of these steps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then you start to skip steps, you start to create your own. And then I think that's like what you were talking about is it you become unique because it's like you didn't follow the steps that everybody else is taking to get from point A to point B.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So and then you probably figure out like, oh hey, that doesn't work, and when I do this that way, this happens. So you kind of get that, like it's a little bit slower in the beginning, but you definitely respect like the setbacks a bit more, and you understand why you should do something another way instead of like. Like theory is great and everything, but theory is often forgotten by a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think, instead of you having these steps right in place, you start to react to the market or respond to the market rather than differently. Oh, well, these are the steps I was taught when this happens. It's like, no, you're actually having a true response because it's like you don't already have these steps ingrained in you. You know what I mean? From your past and whatnot.
And another thing that actually happens in school, and I noticed this as soon as I started actually working for myself, was they actually teach you like, hey, this is like what you're training to do. Like, so when you ask something else, like, oh, you're not going to have to worry about that. That's going to be someone else's job. So like they're really teaching you, one, it's a good thing because you're able to hyper focus on what you want to do. But also at the same time, you're focusing so much that you're kind of letting a lot of other things you should think about. So I'm actually like wearing a few more hats now.
Right.
But it's a bit more natural than like if I probably went straight into a corporate job. And they'd be like, you're going to make this, and you're going to make these this many times a week, this many times a month, and don't think about anything else other than that.
Right.
So, I definitely really like actually where I am right now because you do have a lot more that you have to think about, and it makes the process much smoother in the end.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, if you're going to school, I think it just depends what you want to do in school. Mm-hmm. Either if it's, like we were saying, doctor, physician, whatever.
Yeah. Lawyer.
Lawyer, that's probably one of the biggest one, or like sports, whatever.
Right.
Just make sure that's the correct path you want to go down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you get out of college, you're like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Or that sucks. And you want to pursue a hobby, I said, go for it.
What did you go to college for?
I went for college for cybersecurity.
And right.
So.
And you're nowhere near that.
Heck no. Exactly. I did it for... So I worked for an ISP up in Iowa, and then I worked for a city down here. And I was like, I wasn't happy, stressed, going home crying every day. And
wow.
Yeah, dude, it was bad. I didn't know that. Yeah, it was really bad. I would come home, and I would sleep from 5 to whenever I woke up the next day.
Oh my god.
I was that stressed out. Yeah, I was working 50, 60 hours a week at 21, 22.
Yeah.
It was bad. Tolling, I couldn't do it. I couldn't hang out with friends, couldn't do anything. And I was like, then COVID hit, mm-hmm. and I was like, I can actually like
switch it up.
Mm-hmm. I can be a streamer. I can make content, and people they'll respect it nowadays.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have a hobby, I'd say, and if you're being like successful in your hobby, it's mm-hmm. up to you to take that leap of faith and
yeah,
and go for it. Like nowadays, it doesn't have to be a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut, or firefighter or whatever. It could be a content creator, it could be a streamer, it could be a YouTuber, it could be anybody.
Yeah. Right.
Be way more digital.
Yeah. Like, and nowadays people are respecting that more than 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, whatever.
Right. Yeah. 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 But, definitely.
I mean, some of my favorite things is you can get into just about any digital career field with as simple of a purchase as a netbook, which like isn't like a laptop. It's mainly meant to just connect to the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Gary Vee, but but he always says you can make so much money with your phone.
I love Gary Vee.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I love Gary Vee. Even if it's going to yard sales.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
My cousin, actually, I'm a stickler on him because he doesn't want to work at Subway or work at Walmart or whatever.
Who does?
Yeah, exactly. He's only 16, though. He's 16.
Oh, okay.
He's 16.
Sure.
Yeah, he's 16. And I'm like, okay, dude, like, what do you want to do? He's like, I want to go to yard sales. I was like, okay, do it. Like, make $100,000 in a year going to yard sales, whatever, after taxes, whatever. But his problem is, like, he doesn't want to do the hard work.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's issues. They don't want to do the nitty-gritty work to get mm-hmm. to being successful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just want to go do it and, I made $100,000 in a week or whatever.
Sure.
And just give it handed to them. You got to put in the hours. You got to put in the work. You got to do all that.
Yeah. I think that goes back to people who are stepping into something like, you know, not like in a traditional way is like, they're like, oh, I have to do these things. They don't even think about it, you know? Yeah. But then whenever you say like you're in school and you're being taught like, oh, you have to do all these mundane things. And it looks like it's awful. Mm-hmm. But then if you're just diving into it, you're like, oh, these are just things I need to do.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. I'm just going to do them. Right. Yeah. And like, you don't even think about it.
Yep.
I think that's a big difference from, you know, being taught a specific way and then otherwise just diving headfirst into it and just doing what you have to do.
Just doing it, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have me who started out in college and then
your story's a little different.
So yeah, as kind of branches off because we haven't talked to Emily, who has a very interesting way. Like
it does.
I started from college with like the most structured thing, and then Riley also graduated, and like we both have some structure and ended up in working for ourselves, content creators. And Emily, how did you start and come into this field?
I started a traditional college career, and I was going to be a vet. That was my whole thing. And then I realized how competitive vet school is and how expensive it is.
Yep.
And it just, the risk to reward factor just wasn't paying off for me. And so I quit the whole bachelor's thing. I came back, just got an associate's degree in business. And then once I got that, I was like, I have this and I have to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally sent out emails to, I think it was like 20 to 30 different marketing agencies. I was like, hey, does anybody need an intern? Because I'm down, you know? And then I got on here. So it's like, I think hard work plays a major role in this, but also flexibility too, because you just kind of got to find like a little niche and fit into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grow into whatever you want.
You got to fit in the right market.
Yeah.
What we were saying the last two was last two podcasts we were talking about.
Yeah.
Fitting in the correct market that you're needed in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. 100%. So how was that transition, Emily? Because I know that you've done some stuff for the pumpkin.
Yeah. The pumpkin patch. Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of how I even took an interest in any of this because, you know, my family, we have a pumpkin patch and I kind of had to fill that role in the marketing because there was nobody else to do it. So obviously what kind of a successful business are you going to have if you don't have any marketing?
Right.
So I took on that role and that's where I developed an interest. And that's why I started going after different marketing agencies, seeing where I could find a place.
So that's really interesting. Yeah. It's because you just looked at something and you were like, that actually needs marketing
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're talking about.
That's very true.
I mean, it was so. If you go back, if you scroll all the way back to, I think it was 2011 when I started that page, everything is one or two sentences, no images, nothing, you know. And then now as I've grown and learned different skills. Now there's, you know, photography on there. They're starting me videography on there, and a little bit of graphic design. And it's just learning what catches people's attention. So we went from, you know, what, 10 likes at first. Now we've got 10,000 followers just because.
That's awesome.
Nice. That's like something to brag about. Yeah. For real, it is.
How many, like, what's the time span in between that?
I started in 2011, but I probably didn't start.
But like actually it. Marketing, you know, like actually trying.
Yeah. I think maybe 5 years.
Yeah. So. And that's great because if you're watching the show and you don't know where we are in the middle of nowhere, Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
And so there's not like a ton of people around. There's not like no one around, but that's like super impressive, especially for like a pumpkin patch. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just knowing your market and playing to that because, you know, while there isn't a ton of people around, most people around are families, you know, there's a lot of people who have small kids that need things to do and they want, you know, things that are safe and family oriented. So that's where we can kind of fill that gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. It's cool how it's gotten you to here. Right. And you're being around all of us, which
Making you think, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. Which is like, you know, making you think outside of the box now in like a non-traditional way, because you probably, so like we could talk about this for a second is you've done things maybe by yourself for a while and you're like, okay, this is how it works. But then you get around people and you're like, this is different. This is better. This is worse, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's what I brag about everybody here all the time because I'm like, there's so much skill and talent here and everybody's willing to share it. And I think that's the great thing about, you know, you can only be so good by yourself, but you can definitely be better just by being around people who are better. You know, there's that saying, you never want to be the smartest person in any room. So,
Yeah. And that's why Content House.
I guess I need to leave then.
Yeah, we got to.
We're gonna sub him out. He's self-aware now.
Shane, you are the new host. I feel like that's why Content Houses work so well because they jump off ideas off of each other. They pull each other into their content. Then they just go up.
Yeah.
Go up.
Because they're all challenging each other.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's. Our goal every single day is to challenge anybody, even if it's photo, video, graphics, marketing, whatever.
Yeah.
And just to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of dropped that one on a weird note, but yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like, you didn't really stick the ending, it was really good.
It was really good, but kind of went down. Yeah.
Another big thing when you're entering this kind of marketplace too is like hard work plays a huge factor in it, but also just showing up. You can be a really hard worker. But if you're just like one of those people, like you have to constantly feel inspired and you can't just grind, which like that's kind of like kind of become a bit of a toxic work culture is just like not mindlessly grinding all the time. But if you're showing up and like, hey, he does it all and it's not like we're having to fight them to get them here. They just show up. That's going to be really, really valuable in the long run. Like also the fact that you can do hard work. But just dedication is what it is in the long run. It's going to play the biggest impact on how far you can go on your own as well as with others.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what we call, you know, from New Girl, doing the Joe Biden.
Right? Oh my God.
Whenever Joe Biden was vice president to Barack Obama, he was just always
there.
He was always, you know, he's like, wait, what is he doing? We don't know.
He's just there.
Yeah. It's just like making like people like aware of your face and everything. Like if they see you there, like they're going to be thinking, okay, he's doing something or he wouldn't be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he's important or whatever.
All the above. Cause the more times you see someone doing something in the same place where you are, it's like, maybe we should like have each other's details.
And I think that's a testament to back to Emily too, because Emily, you're just showing up, right? And just hanging out. And now you're taking your own photos and videos and stuff. And like getting better at it, and it shows too. Yeah. You know,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it's been super great watching you grow and
thank you.
Expand and everything. Yeah, it's been really cool.
That's credit to y'all though, because like I said, if everybody wasn't so willing to divulge their knowledge, I mean, it's like look at what just yesterday I bring in a gimbal, you know, and Jacob immediately jumps in and starts helping me figure it out, and then. Y'all haven't seen the footage I took last night, but I promise you it's good. Like, I'm so excited.
Can't wait.
S-tier content.
I mean, there are snakes involved, so I don't know if Prescott wants to see
Source, trust me, bro.
It's good, trust me. S-tier content.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, all of us here, like, when you're entering in a place, you don't want to spend a bunch of money to learn something. You want to see what's out there first. And so honestly, I don't know like what everyone else does, but I go home and I just like my YouTube is curated to the point where it's like almost just videography, photo tips, and then maybe just like learning how to get better at my programs. And so I just nerd out and watch that stuff. And that's
I feel like that's the only true way besides hanging out with other creators to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like hiring a mentor or something. Yeah, right?
That's true.
But like, yeah, it's the same for me. I mean, my YouTube is riddled with audio tutorials and, it's like never, it's a never ending, climb. But it's like cool because whenever you are taking like a non-traditional route, like we've been talking about, it's like the world is your oyster, right? It's like because now you don't have this direct path. You have this whole world that you can learn from, and you can learn from any direction, any person that does it differently.
Yeah.
Now you can get into, you know, information overload, right? Yeah. Is whenever you just watch like 17 YouTube videos about
whatever
video production, and you're like, well, but you didn't really learn anything because you didn't apply it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like for me, like if I'm like want to learn something in Premiere or After Effects, I have to watch the video while I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because if I can't do it and at the same time and rewind it, I'm not going to learn it.
Yep.
I'm not going to understand it.
I started a little thing where my watch later, it's just like video tips or something like that, because I have had that where I watched like five one after another and I got nothing from
it. It's like, what are they just talking about?
Mm-hmm. But the really cool thing is it's not like a class. It's just like, hey, here's how to make something faster, or like this process. And we already know most all Adobe apps are just like overflowing with, you can do one thing like eight different ways. And so when people like show something, hey, this works really well for me, it might work well for you, and it takes like 5 minutes out of my day. And then after a while, before you know, it's like, oh, hey, I have a lot of this program actually under control now. So that's a nice thing. It's breaking it down and just staying steady and doing one a day.
Yeah. It's huge. All right, you guys have anything else?
I'm trying to think of anything. Do you have anything?
You know, honestly, questions? Just going off the tutorial thing, I've really been watching TikTok a lot for just quick little, you know, and see, for me, that's great because I don't necessarily have a lot of downtime. So just going through and even just finding, you know, inspiration for different camera angles or just little, they'll have breaking down like one specific thing in Photoshop or whatever else. I think that is a seriously underrated learning tool. Yeah. Because it's quick and it's easy, and
it's there. It's on your phone.
Yeah, yep.
Maybe an underrated learning tool. Yes, but also it's still. I still feel like it's an underrated business building tool.
Ooh,
yeah,
yes.
You know what I mean? Because I've seen people just grow crazy amounts of audiences, and then those people are buying their product or their service or like whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just from them consistently putting out TikToks that are valuable to people. Mm-hmm. Like it's not necessarily that like it's a funny or it's like a random video. It's like, no, these people are like intentionally adding value. And that's like a big deal right now is if you watch something and you feel like you learned something that you can use in your own life, you're probably going to follow that person. Right?
Like Prescott's videos.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dude, your videos, like I'll see them. I'll watch them for a second. Then I'll watch them again. Then I'm like, dude, like if I had
your views are Riley.
Yeah. Riley.
Hey, you have a couple for me too.
All the likes too. No, but like if I had a creator out there that was doing what you're doing, making those like tips and tricks videos on when I was growing up, like 5-6 years ago, I would have followed that guy. I would have kept up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing great at it.
Thank you. And actually, where it's coming from is it started out as a challenge for myself. So being able to create like short form video content and tell a cohesive story in like a minute or less. Primarily, I want to do it in 30 seconds. And then I was like, well, it's something that I can talk about for a long time. And actually, Emily told me, she's like, you have a lot of knowledge in photo. Like, I can just kind of go off on it in a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I bet you I can make like content on this and just how to like teach people how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like honestly, the arts are some of the most gatekept hobbies and like business ventures just because of how expensive the tools are perceived to be. Whereas like our technology is so high, you can get a $500 camera. It's top tier in the market like 5 years before that. It's just the technology is driving so far. So I was like, let's just make basic educational content on beginner photographers and videographers. And so it's
overtaking, like to be honest, like I see those, like Emily was talking about the tips and tricks like that instead of long form content, very short form content on certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like if it's I don't even know how to splice your video in half,
yeah,
and bring it in together. It's on TikTok.
Yeah, like a lot.
It's really nice.
A lot of the ones I see, like five angles you're not using, or here's like three keyboard shortcuts to use in Premiere to increase your time, or like to cut down your editing time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I usually save those and text them to you, somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We always share like all of our educational stuff with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big deal. All right. If you guys have a story of how you did not get into your career traditionally, we want to hear about it. Leave it down in the comments. Send us a message. We'd love to connect with you guys. If you guys
It'd be fun to hear your stories.
Yeah.
That'd be really interesting where people have came from.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I had this crazy story about how I got into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now I'm like very successful into.
Yeah.
Be like, what? How did this even happen, bro?
Yeah, exactly. I love stories like that. I love hearing.
Then we could probably cover them on the podcast.
Exactly.
That would be really cool.
You put it in. We'll do kind of a part two episode of this podcast, and then we can tell some of those stories, which would be super cool. Or have you on the podcast. If you're local.
Ooh,
local. We would love to have you on, yeah.
That'd be really cool.
All right, you guys can find us at Marketabilities Podcast on Facebook or Instagram, and you can find Growing Media at growingmediamarketing.com and growing.media at Facebook and Instagram. Please go like our pages, hit that little bell.
Little notification bell.
Yeah.
It's going to help us every time we post.
Yeah, yeah. And we would absolutely love to hear about your journey and everything. So,
bye.
Later.
Bye.
Peace out.